time I take a ride, I feel alive with nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road, you're the queen of my throne. Riding high day and night, satisfied wherever we roam. You're the star of the show, you shimmer like gold. Now baby, let's ride, we got nothing but time. You get all the reaction, you're the main attraction. It's no surprise, gotta like your style. You're the perfect distraction, you're the main attraction.
From Studio 2 Claire in East Stittsville, welcome to Season 8, Episode 7 of the Sens Call-Ups for Thursday, December 19th, 2019. I'm Cardinal, Pan and Canuck are here as well, and this week we have another voice to add to our discussion, or dissension. He's not a foot soldier or a general in tank army, nor is he a strategist or a logistics chain worker, but he has a good working relationship with the procurement folks, because he sold us the freaking tanks. Welcome, Todd.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the show, and I got to see it live.
Howdy, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be back. And again, this is my favorite time of the year, where I get to sit in on this and learn about the team that I support. I never get to see one game. Now,
who's in Nets?
Quick question, is Guy Boucher still a thing?
Somewhere. I'm sure he's yes. He's a thing somewhere. He's not here.
Guy Boucher.
I'm sorry, I Gananoque'd there.
Gananoque'd?
Gananoque'd.
That was a local reference.
Got it. Not local enough for the Peace Tower, though.
No. Okay. Too far. Hour and a half out.
Depends on where our listeners are.
That's right. True.
Well, that was entertaining.
Okay, good one. Thank you. Good night. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, <Haley. laughs>
Did you pre-shake these?
Yes. I put them in the paint shaker as usual. They're just sitting in the trunk. So you can blame bottom end of Richmond Road for that if you have an issue with it.
Peace Towers.
Only shook it a little bit.
Yeah, I've only been in the Ottawa area for a couple of days now, just leading into Christmas, hanging out with the fam, and I now have the answer to, why are all the gear grinding segments all about driving?
Now you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, actually, I don't even think I wrote one down for this week. I'll come up with something.
Okay.
Surely that's not unique to Ottawa, though.
No.
No, but it's pretty bad right now.
Right.
This is worse. It's been
gee, if only it was different from Toronto and that you guys didn't complain about transit. It'd be so interesting.
Yes, but does your main station smell like poo?
Only for women.
You read that.
Only for the skirts. Yeah. Everyone else is fine.
Yeah, that was quite the open ass insert head moment.
I caught it on the news last night. I didn't even see the whole thing, but you could tell he was saying that, and the woman
she went to elementary school with me too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You could just see her say, "Stop talking to me," with the hand up, and then just left. I was like, "Oh, dude, you are so in trouble right now."
For those who haven't heard this story, they're one of the stations on our new light rail transit system has a particular
just hammer that button.
The one for Parliament has a particular odor to it. Mm. And the reason that it's been stinking since the day it opened is because when they were building the tunnel, they were drilling holes in the rock around it and pushing rods out to hold the walls, and they punctured a sewage line.
Oops.
Right.
And they didn't repair it properly, so sewage has been leaking into the tunnel and the lining of the tunnel and everything else ever since then.
So
it stinks.
Which means that your population is breathing in sewage and fecal matter.
That's right.
Yes. Only the people who work in
that. Sorry, the women.
That's right. Yes. Women only.
They're the ones who are detecting
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, the story behind this is at a council meeting yesterday, one of the transit commissioners said, well, there's a smell in that station, but it's really only women that can smell it because they have a better sense of smell.
Right.
Did anybody proofread his statement?
Right.
Well, he certainly did. There's nothing going on between the ears if that's coming out the boosh there.
That is not the hack premise I thought was going to come out of that speech. I was just waiting for the, of course it stinks, it's the Parliament station, womp womp. So, kids, ask your grandparents. It's just like, oh.
Well, it's quite warm. Hot air from Parliament.
Yes.
Warm sewer.
Yeah.
Smells.
Right. Let's get going. Okay. We got game summaries to talk about. But before we do, quick housekeeping. podcast@sensecollapse.com is the email address. We have several email this week. Thank you very much. The forums are at sensecollapse.com, including the game threads, the hockey pool, Sens Bingo. We had two bingo winners.
Were they both you?
Congratulations to Homer and to the other bingo player who won. Yeah, that was me. again. And the waiver wire is 1-844-728-7367. That's 1-844-SUSENS.
Game on!
Wow. That's the best one yet.
That was a spicy.
Now, does sticking the earphones out help at all?
No. No, because I'm sitting across the table from it.
I wouldn't call it best.
It's moving from standing in front of a large fire hose to in front of a slightly smaller fire hose. That's where I live now.
Wow. Now you understand we talk about the kids knocking on the wall.
Yeah. How do you like them now?
Well, at least it's homework time. Yeah, I'm not going to sleep time. It's not quite so bad.
No wonder they didn't shovel my driveway this week.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Oh, tonight's episode.
Yes.
Oh, there's a beauty.
Oh, no.
Well, that's good. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Growers Cider, Dead Elephant IPA, Goose Island IPA, and Newcastle Brown. Because, well, we wanted a big selection of flavors. Hey, there's that. Solid.
Got that.
There's a bunch of Unibrew over there, too.
How are you? We'll get into that.
Now,
I love you guys.
What's going to be really fun is I didn't watch any of these games.
So they'll be as quick as last time.
It's a great evaluation, guys. Sens at Habs, 3-2 overtime loss.
That was a good game to watch.
Sens goals, Tkachuk and Brown. I might have seen part of this or highlights. I don't know. Habs goals, Cousins, Tatar, and Chariot in overtime. Caden Primo got his first win, and Brady Tkachuk tried to steal the puck.
Yes, but they know each other.
Right.
He was trying to give it to a kid.
He was trying to give it to him.
Right. Yeah, that's it. He was trying to give away the puck to a kid in the crowd. Brady's the best. And Brady got, I think this is a game that Brady got Weber mad at him. And then Weber went after him. Shea Weber did. And I'm surprised that the Hab fans didn't call the police on him.
Mm-hmm. Don't recall that.
Was it? I think Brady ended up shoving Weber on the goalie. Weber got mad, dropped the gloves, went after Brady. Brady didn't fight him.
Oh.
And then Brady's a guy that's just hiding. I'm like, what? Like the game before this, he ended up pummeling a guy. Against Philly at the end of the game.
I was going to say, he's the one who cross-checked him to the ice and pummeled him. Yeah.
He's like, you have Brendan Gallagher on your team. Yeah. He's like, yeah, well, the refs don't protect Gallagher. Like, what?
They protect the entire Montreal Canadiens.
It's ridiculous.
This sounds eerily similar to a conversation I had with a Habs fan after this game. Eerily similar. It's like, oh, well, Gallagher's, he's not dirty like Tkachuk is. I was actually speechless at that particular moment. I was just like, you're serious?
It's really? It's unbelievable.
Wow. Okay.
Call the police.
Pull out the phone. Allow me to show you exhibits 1 through 37. Right. Gallagher being a dick.
No, he got pushed down.
There was nobody there. Right. He just managed to fall on the goalie because he's got weak ankles?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
You'd be amazing how much they fall out from under you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially right when you want
them to. Close more schools.
Yes.
Close more schools.
What? Why are we closing schools?
To make people smarter.
Oh, okay. I love the poorly educated.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. Next
Blue Jackets at Sens, 4-3 overtime win. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably the start of the dad's trip.
That was, no.
Because it was at home, but I don't know if the dads were watching this. Oh. Why not? Sens goals, trois clairs.
Mm-hmm. This was the game where Homer and I both got a bingo.
Yeah, that was yours, Canuck.
No, I saw it on Twitter.
Did you? Okay, because you sent that to me. I'm like,
is that three clairs? Is that two clairs?
I wrote it. Trois clairs.
And Connor Brown, Columbus Gold's Atkinson and Texier. So that's...
That was apparently a fun game. That wasn't just a 4-3 overtime win. That was Duclair's hat trick against Torts.
Right. That was fantastic. He should have came out for an interview afterwards and says, well, I mean, Tortorella, I don't even know if he can coach in this league.
Right.
And just get him back.
That's just a big middle finger.
It would be nice if, like, after he scores the third, he just skates by Torts on the bench and just does, like, a twirl in the air and just, like, a pirouette landing. And just
triple axel.
Triple axel and just, like, lands it and just kind of skates away backwards with middle fingers. Which is hard to do in hockey gloves, but it is possible.
Yeah, they throw off.
Yeah.
Next game. So, Todd, you're the voice actor.
Okay.
Sends up Panthers. I need a fart noise, please.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that too moist?
It was juicy.
How about...
Is that better? This was...
By the way, I am so glad I did all that training. Because that's what it comes down to, is me going...
It's way better than teaching math, isn't it?
Much better. Many of the same sounds, though. Close more schools.
This was definitely a turd of a game.
Next game, Sens at Lightning, 4-3, overtime loss. So yes. Again, did not watch this one for some reason.
What? That was last night or two nights.
Wasn't there a Florida Panthers?
Was it coming back? No, I went to my trainer. That's what it was.
We just sort of skipped over the Florida game because it wasn't worth talking about. It was terrible.
That was a 6-1 loss.
That was the turd.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So this one.
We're not just talking about the turd period.
Sorry. Like, are you making fun of Quebecers? Are you making fun of Newfoundland?
Is that more like Shane McCowan in the turd period?
I have a Quebec birth certificate. I can make fun of Quebecers because I am one. You were saying.
They're Lightning. Called baptismal certificates, not birth certificates.
No, it's a birth certificate. I have a baptismal certificate that's separate.
In the same wallet, though.
And it was a christening, not a baptism.
All in Quebec?
Yep.
Anywho.
Sens. 4-3 overtime loss. So Hogberg was apparently outstanding in this game.
He was.
Sens goals by Boro, which is apparently is a laser shot.
It's third of the year.
Third goal of the year, 11th point of the year.
He's got tied his season high.
Sell high. Connor Brown and Duclair again. Lightning goals Kucherov, Paquette, Point, and Cirelli. And apparently Kucherov got benched at the end of the game or something like that.
He wasn't playing because he was questionable to even make it into this game because he has been hurt. So
yes, okay.
And he came into the game, but I think they were going, okay, you're not feeling it. Stay. He was actually sitting behind the bench, not on the bench for the third period. Yeah.
I see what happened there. Thomas Chabot, 37 minutes.
Second highest time on ice regular season of all time. Number three was Erik Karlsson against the Lightning about 3-4 years ago.
You already broke one elite all-star defenseman.
different coach. Different coach.
Wow, I can't stop on hearing that now.
Right. Honestly, get those boomerang ones,
or just some.
But if they're still attached to the table, they still get it.
No.
We don't have to suspend them from the ceiling.
No, you can if you want. It'll cost you.
Just don't drill into my ceiling.
No. We're doing a podcast.
This engineer already tried to put a shelf, and let's see how well that works.
It went great until you overloaded it.
Until I put anything on it.
Well, it's because there's... Yeah, never mind.
Well, I'll just put my feather collection up here. Oh, dear!
We'll just build a framework, and we'll lower them from there. It'll be simple.
What have you got for closer than local reference?
Closer than local reference?
Yeah.
Just my house. Like your house.
In-room reference.
Outside of this game, so I didn't like the way that the overtime goal went.
It was unfortunate.
Because the player ended up, I guess, Cirelli, ended up getting it into the net, but it also kind of rushed the net and clobbered the goalie.
It feels dangerous.
It does feel dangerous, and then I remembered, oh, right, Brady Tkachuk's on my team.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
But it was unfortunate the way it all happened. It was
right.
It was a very
so the puck had to go in first, because otherwise, if there'd be any type of collision, it'd be goalie interference.
So there you have it, kids. Charge the net as long as the puck gets in before you touch the goalie.
Yeah, just make sure you get the puck up before you hit the goalie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it's fine.
Exactly. Simple and straightforward. Anthony Duclair, second star of the week for the NHL last week.
Good for him. That's all I had for,
nice.
For
yeah.
these games.
Okay.
Not bad for a team that's tanking.
Yeah, they got way too many points.
Yeah.
One? Basically, three.
This is like the scene in Major League when they win, they take off pieces of, like, little patchwork of the dress of the owner, right? Whereas what we're looking at is like clothing her, like that's why. So it's Eugene Melnick in a towel, and then we basically are trying to put the suit back on him.
It started. It started the season as a washcloth, so right? It's improving.
A sock.
So it was Major League was a movie where the owner wanted to move the team,
correct,
and tanked it.
That's right.
So that the attendance would be super low so that they could then move the team.
That's right.
Right.
And then I think suffered gambling debts and had a fight with this. I think I'm confusing stories here. I think so. But that's, yeah.
Got it.
Yes. it is about ownership moving a team.
That's was ownership weird. Being sued, anything like that?
Right.
Hmm. Wanted to build a downtown arena? Can't say.
That might have been covered in Major League 2. I'm not sure. I can't remember what the plot points were.
So what are they doing in Detroit? Do they have a pitcher or something that they're covering up?
Well, I don't know. But they waived Zadina. And
no, they didn't waive him. They just sent him
down. Send him down.
Well, you're too talented. Yeah. Get the heck out of here.
Well, apparently...
are you doing here? Go! Leave!
Yeah, the Garrett Comedy just got sent down too.
That was when I was trying to text you guys that... The news was breaking that Zadina was being sent down. For some peculiar reason, my phone, on twice, I typed out the word Zadina, and autocorrect really thinks I mean sadomasochism. And autocorrect it. And it was... So that's what they...
Well, you are a Sens fan.
What Siri thinks Detroit is, being a Detroit fan.
That's clearly. Like when your dad calls you up and goes, how come I got all these porn ads on Google searches?
Can't say. I don't know. What else have you been doing, Dad?
Let's just do a viral scan.
I don't know what
I was shopping at H&M. H&M, not S&M.
So I don't know what Detroit's doing, but they're doing it better. And they went at it a little
harder.
They're
so friggin' bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've got.
Well, again, don't forget it's Heisman that's coming in, right? None of these things are his fault. He doesn't have to save face on anything.
No, but he also doesn't have to fix it quickly.
Right.
How long do you think he's got, like, whoever's there, like taking Iserman, how long do you think he has to write that shit? Because this is a team that has, it's got rings in the room. It's got, you look at the wall and it's got banners flying high of, like, of all their achievements. And Detroit doesn't strike me as a team that's going to settle for this for long.
I think that the fan base, because Stevie Y is Stevie Y, mm-hmm. I think they'll give him 5 years.
Mm.
As long as there's
they should be back.
Yeah.
Well, they should be back, yes. I think that they'll give them at least this season and next season of absolute horror.
Right.
Provided it nets them something at the end of it.
Yeah. I honestly thought this would be the year that it's Ottawa's games that you'd have to watch through a pinhole and a piece of cardboard. But Detroit's are just...
They're not even a tire fire. They're more like just a frozen.
Well, since it's Detroit,
they're a frozen swamp. Like there's just nothing. There's nothing to catch your attention.
If I may,
so it's like a
yeah. There we go.
It's like a Little Caesar's pizza. You're saying?
Yeah.
I've had worse.
I still love their goal, and I'm sure I brought this up before, but the Sens' goal differential is -19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem it, but well,
and what 6-1 is Detroit games,
we'll do that. -62?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. They are
like, how do you sit through that?
I don't know what their attendance numbers are. What's really surprising is Chicago.
They have all the money in the world.
Though. Chicago's attendance numbers are the ones that were surprising me. They're at 108% capacity.
Yeah.
They're fifth worst team legacy. In the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they have legacy, man.
Yeah.
It's
and standing room. I have leveraged their standing room many times. Many times being once.
It's all right.
Twice in the same weekend, I went and saw the Raptors play, and then the next night I saw the Nashville play against the Blackhawks. It is, again, this is a big thing for me to be here to hear how we're doing, because it's the way I get, because every Sens game in Toronto is on TSN 5, or as I know, the blackout channel, because we can't get it. So I listen to you guys, and I will, at the beginning, I'm typically out doing spots and stuff like that. So, like, you know, just before I'm about to go on stage, my score app will go, oh, Sens are up 1-0. And I'll go up and do 5 to 8 minutes of material, come off stage, look at it again, we're down 3-1. So, perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Game is going to plan.
Game is great.
That's all it's supposed to happen.
Game is great.
Yeah. No problem.
Yes.
Well, considering the number of injuries, I don't know if you saw the one that was announced today.
Nope.
Zaitsev out 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay. Perfect.
So another another defense. Well, who are we going to call up? There's no
Ghostbusters.
Only the lady ones.
That was frightening.
There was no signal movie.
On that. You guys just managed to pull that one out.
Yeah, I thought it.
Only the lady ones, because they will be more sensitive to smells, and then they will be able to smell the ghosts more and that sort of. Yes, only the ones and ghosts of Parliament, etc., and so on. Hit the local record.
Hey, Robert Borden, here we come.
Yeah. Well, the guys, they were just zapping the ghosts. At least the women, they tried to understand what was going on.
That's right.
You know, why are you still here?
What's the point? Right. Yeah. Zap them. Yeah. Anyway.
You're still lingering around. Did we date?
Yeah. You know?
So, you're supposed to ghost me at this point. There's your wahoo.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
I'm sorry, I'm directing from the booth.
I was going to say, you're directing from the stage. It's a, hey, give me a spotlight over here.
Give
Come
me
on,
a
let's
C,
go.
Bouncy C.
Oh, boy.
So we have, well, Lannan's been out since the beginning of the year. DeMelo's out another 3 weeks. Zaitsev is out 1 to 2.
I don't see what the problem is with DeMelo. Can't you play a player with a broken finger anyways?
Crickets. Crickets.
Are you talking Bobby Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So they did it for him all the time.
You've seen my act.
Yeah, he wanted to play.
That's...
I don't know. I'm guessing he wanted to play or said, I can play through it, but... Maybe it's a different finger. I don't know.
Medical.
Anyway. Well, there's a game tonight.
I'd rather him sit out.
There's a game tonight.
There is.
Oh, yeah. We're going. I forgot.
Nashville. Yep. Country night. Country night. Matt Duchesne will be performing after the game again.
Well, apparently Jamie.
No, it's the Red Claws.
Jamie is playing with them. Jamie McLennan is playing with them at some.
Jamie McLennan.
Yeah, you know, Noodles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing with them?
Noodles from The Offspring?
They were talking about it. Yes. They were talking about it on the radio this morning, because they were interviewing the band that's going to be there. And they said,
okay, that's interesting.
Jamie McLennan is supposed to be playing with them, I think, on one of the intermissions.
Well, shit, if I would have known that, I would have gotten Jamie instead of Todd.
No offense.
Take that a good way. Take that a good way. Yeah. Well, he's probably rehearsing right about now. So no. Yeah, apparently. That's
what is he playing? For. Corn jug?
Acoustic guitar, electric guitar, or drums. They haven't decided which one yet.
Right.
Interesting.
I was on the radio this morning.
How do you mic a washboard?
I was thinking the washboard.
From a distance.
Got my new electric washboard.
Wow. Oh, got a pickup in it. That's Put a distortion pedal on it.
Yeah, there that's go. Right.
That'll be fun.
Oh, it's Peter Frampton.
Brandine! Turn up your washboard.
Give me a C.
Oh, boy.
A bouncy C.
It's like a pirate joke there.
So, country night.
Yeah, this
you
should
guys
be.
Are all going.
Yeah, this should be. Yeah. What was it? Were we at country night last year?
Is yes. That
when, yeah, I thought.
That's the one where Melnick was watching the Duchesne play after.
And then we left because we're like, why aren't they ready yet?
Never and it was mind. Just getting stupidly crowded and everything else. And I'm just like, I'm out of here.
Mm.
Whatever. I've seen enough bands that I don't need to see this one.
Right. Meanwhile, dubstep night.
I stayed far away.
Very, very low in attendance.
Underrated. Yes, underrated.
That's right.
It's so 2015.
I liked dubstep when it was known as Aphex Twin. Hey, kids, ask your grandparents.
I liked it when it went away.
I was really big on that.
That's spoken like a sound tech. I am so glad that I have taken away any sense of Ottawa Senators content from this show.
We do it on a regular basis. Don't you listen?
Yes, I know, but at least there's a tangent.
You know, well, we weave the tangent in and out.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. I don't feel bad.
Country Night? Anything you wanted to add?
No.
No?
To Country Night? No, not really. But no. Was it you ended up saying, it's like, cool, they're going to call up? It's like, Ghostbusters. And
louder!
Okay, we're not going on that tangent again. Move on.
It's like, Lajoie's the only guy left on an NHL contract.
Yeah, because Englund's already up.
Yeah. They didn't call him up today. Like, it's like, we'll risk it.
Well, I think
they have the six. I'm like,
they have six, so, and they're at home, so.
Yeah, like, he's 2 hours away. It's like, we'll risk it. It's like, okay.
Well,
who cares?
If they called him up and scratched him for game What's time, he couldn't play anyway, so leave him down there.
Yeah, so.
Can leave him down there for at least another 8 hours.
Yeah, I'm still surprised that he's the one guy that. Like, you sent him out with Cody Ceci for 70 games.
Well,
Ceci probably broke him.
I was going to say they're giving him a chance
with a notepad
to refind his.
It's like, don't do this.
Yeah.
So, Todd, you're in the GTA. How is CC being received there?
I will level with you. I pay little, if any, attention to Leaf News.
How's that possible?
How you manage to do that? I can't even do that here.
That's right. I wear a blindfold wherever I walk. Yeah, that's right. Well, you know about the drum, like, beep. That's it. As far as I can tell, he's just a Leafs player. Like they've just brought him on. I don't think they even care that he came from the Ottawa system at all. I think he's there. It's like in the same way that, you know, when Phaneuf came here, it was, you know, they were like, haha, but like no one is saying anything, I think, about the fact that he used to be a Senator.
Yep.
Yeah. Like it's radio silence on that, and who cares? And it's like, that was one of the things about your bingo cards. Mm-hmm. That I was like, I got to get onto this because, like, you know, if I just listened to the game, maybe I could do that. Or, like, the one time that I'm able to get it on, like, regular Sportsnet or something like that, I can play the bingo. And then you guys pulled up, I think it was a Pajot goal that had six hits on it.
Yep.
Six.
Yeah. And one of the hits was, used to play for the Leafs. I'm like, well, I'm effed because I don't really care where they came from. I don't know who was on that team. And I live in the city.
It's 50-50 shot. Man.
I know, exactly. It's like, okay, yeah, that's right. So, no, as far as I can tell, good. You know, is he doing well for the organization? Sure.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Well, here's the thing. I don't hear anything bad about it.
Well, you've got great earplugs.
So okay. You're not listening.
Is that true? Like, is he being lambasted?
Oh, yeah.
Flamed. Oh, yeah.
I am glad I'm bringing
just forced. As bad as he was here.
Okay.
Did you hear about Mike Babcock?
Oh, what happened there? Is he still good? What's he doing?
You're smiling.
I am so glad that I'm able to provide such great content to this particular show.
You're just here for the looks.
I literally am. That's it. No, the Babcock thing really kind of divided a city nicely. And then the more stories kind of came out and then people went, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was with you guys where I was like, you give him the season. You don't cut him halfway through unless he really sort of lost the room. But like, when you hear that story of who do you think's working better than you, that's horrific.
Yeah.
And, you gotta go. Gotta go at that point. So I get it. I'm glad that their extensive search, took them to their junior team. But he's doing well. Who cares? Yeah.
I was hoping they would keep Babcock longer because I was enjoying the misery.
It really was.
It was Schadenfreude.
Right. Yeah. I have friends of mine who are Leaf fans, and I just follow them on Twitter, and you can just see the rage every week of just, this team is garbage, out Babcock. And I was like, I was going, he's the best coach ever, don't you remember? He's supposed to be.
Best coach.
Babsocks.
Yes.
No, Babsocks.
Oh, yeah.
Close.
You heard about those? The socks they were selling?
They had Babsocks?
Yeah, Babsocks.
Oh, they sold a pair of those at my local sock shop, and I do have a local sock shop. Of course. That's, you know.
See,
you know,
that's what the Toronto big city has.
You can hit the Toronto button right there. That's
What would that be, the TTC?
There you go.
Stop by the local TTC sock shop. Can't seem to say that.
Wow. Sock shop.
Sock shop.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Injuries. Okay, we've already talked about that.
No, I was the one that noticed. I was the one that noticed.
Zimmer. Hi!
That Mark Mathod ended up changing his Twitter profile to a picture of him in a Sens jersey.
Mm-hmm. He's changed it again since then.
He did.
Trolling the fan bases.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think he wanted it, but apparently he's not skating now.
Oh.
So it's reverted.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say he was skating.
Yeah, and I think the radio probably wanted him on. He's like, no, not now.
Then he liked some sort of pro-Trump tweet and everyone lost their minds.
Oh, whatever. Right. Uneducated white millionaires. What do you think?
Close more schools.
Imagine.
Close more schools.
Mission accomplished. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the news, speaking of Trump there, of him being impeached, I'm like, all that means is that the House voted for it.
Yeah.
The Senate's not going to vote for this.
No.
Like, it's,
yeah.
No, but it does go in the history books.
It does.
So there's
It's the same thing as like.
He's got his place in the history books, which is what he really wanted. So he's got that.
Right.
Does he get a statue?
Oh, well, he's already bought himself a painting of himself. So I'm sure there's a statue coming at some point.
He has a fake time cover.
Yeah.
He'll have his golf course.
Impeachment of the year.
Right.
He'll have to start another foundation to pay for the statue, but you know, don't worry about that. He'll find a way. He'll find a way to get somebody else to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the picture that he tweeted out of him pointing almost like Uncle Sam? Like, they're not after me, they're after you. Like, whoa, that is crazy propaganda there.
Yeah.
Clever on his part, I'll give him that, but whoa.
His people's part.
Are you saying he's unhinged?
Are you saying that he actually knows how to use Photoshop?
Yeah.
I don't think he did it.
No. Exactly.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the aide that he dragged into his office. And go, make the picture thing happen. Make the, do the thing.
Do the thing.
Put words there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the Ottawa Senators.
Mm. Oh, right.
Who owns the Ottawa Senators?
Right.
Moving on. I actually had a serious question. A serious Ottawa Senators question.
All right.
The All-Star game is coming up. Who do you send?
Well, I was going to say Shabbat.
Not having all that great a season. A lot of ice time.
Yeah.
He's having a lot of ice time. I'll give you that.
Is that how they qualify?
Yeah. Cannot mention that to me today. I just shout on your idea.
You didn't like that idea.
No.
What? You don't like the idea of what?
Of sending Shabbat.
Okay.
Assuming we get one representative.
I would presume it's only one.
Only going to get one.
Yeah. I was presuming it's only one. So
I picked the star. Despite
I also picked the star. Jean-Gabriel Pageau.
Well, I was going to say Pageau was one I was thinking. Or
Duclair.
Or
Brady.
You could even send Nielsen.
I think there's better goalies out in the league.
Right? There are better goalies in the league, but their team might want to send somebody else.
Right. So you've got nothing but out ice players.
You know what?
And no goalie.
Borowiecki.
Because we have to do it by division.
Yeah.
Carey Price will probably still get it.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Oh, no. Freddie Anderson should get it.
Yeah, make
it's a 3-on-3 tournament. That's why I'm sending Shabbat.
Make him play more. Yeah, that's right. Don't give him a break. Well, I don't want Shabbat to go because, quite frankly, a few days off would be really good for him, considering the ice time he's been
rocking. Else would. Marketing should really push to get someone else out so you get another face to.
I was actually thinking Jean-Gabriel Pageau. I was thinking the same thing.
I like that tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I'm with that.
Yes. you need an office clip for that one.
Tuukka Rask might get there too.
Yeah. Well, it was just.
No! God! God,
please! Not the one I was thinking of, but it'll do. No! It'll do. It will do.
Well played.
Good timing.
Want to read an email or two?
Can I also just throw out one name? He would never make it, but I really am enjoying of the limited access that I have to airtime is Tkachuk.
Oh yeah,
I that's for me. Like I am very pleased to have him as an Ottawa Senator. And I know he doesn't do a lot in terms of, you know, getting points on the board, but the amount of play that he does is just fun to watch.
Yeah. He draws when a I get lot of penalties.
When
He's
I get to see
really
him, he does.
Fun to watch.
Yeah. Right.
And also with that, with the All-Star game, because it's an advertisement of the players.
Yeah.
So especially all the fun things that they do during the skills competition and whatnot,
he'd be a natural.
He would be so good at that.
Yeah.
Like just playing with the kids, they'd definitely make him do that. Oh, what is it?
floss.
The floss.
The flossing.
Okay, I thought you were actually doing like the thing with the pylons, like the like where they have to skate through it and shoot. And no, you were just floss dancing. Yeah. Okay. Good.
I can remember what it was called. Nor am I coordinated enough.
Want to read CB Inc's email?
It's kind of long.
Hey, CB Inc.
No. CB Inc is torching. Oh no, he's not. Yeah, he's torching you. Oh,
yeah, that's okay. Why he wants it.
By the way, we both live in Toronto. CB Inc and I never met the man.
Really?
Never met him.
Oh, I thought you did.
Nope.
We can arrange that.
Yeah,
I'm sure we can.
Never have.
He's the new match.
Good fellow. Good fellow. Yeah. We had him.
If he has. CB Inc, I'm sorry, but I meet a bunch of people, and I'm old and I drink, so.
CB Inc, JGP, so this is the subject. Now is not the time to be talking about trading JGP. Is this the right one?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, from yesterday, yeah.
Is that next episode?
I don't know, he sends so many of these. You know?
And we appreciate every one of them, don't we? Don't we?
Close more schools.
We should be way more interested in trading Duclair. Duclair is streaky and is having a great year. We'll probably return his norm next season. With JGP, he's only going to get better. The Senators don't need more draft picks or more prospects either. Trading JGP away and trying to get him back in the offseason is way too risky. Not if you collude. If we lose him, we just have to try to get someone else just like him. I feel that this team is now getting better and will only improve. So if Penn continues to talk about trading JGP, I will send him a cake of the month club membership and hide his insulin. I could just not eat the cake.
Yeah, you not eat cake. I'm going to send you.
I'll still eat it.
I'm going to send you chicken nuggets. Like twice a night by Uber Eats for a week, and you're just gonna hand them to me when we next record every single nugget.
I hand it.
Have you seen the rebooted movie Jumanji?
I had chicken nuggets for lunch today.
It's kind of
like
kinda
I
fun.
Said.
Did you see the new Jumanji? Not the one in theaters right now. The rebooted one with The Rock and Kevin Hart. And
I haven't seen the old one either.
The premise is it's a video game instead of a board game now, so it kind of makes it funny. Anyway, there's the characters pull up their profile. One of the characters' weaknesses, I think it's Kevin Hart, weaknesses, cake.
gorgeous.
And if he eats cake, he blows up. But.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm not all about trading JGP, but I disagree.
How old is JGP?
26.
How old is Duclair?
23, 24.
Yeah,
like that. So that to me, why do we automatically think JGP is going to get better? Not that I want to trade him, but
can I say neither? I'd like to say neither.
Well, that's a good answer too.
Yeah.
Why would you ever hold on to your assets?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Hold on to your assets, kids. It's going to get rocky.
Yeah, it's going to get bumpy here. Yeah.
So
that was the wrong voice. He should have been more like this.
Yeah. Going back to the old Sens Underground. Remember their flip-flop that they never understood?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flopping on the idea of trading Pajot.
Yeah, because so you want to send him to the All-Star game.
So
yeah.
Now I want to keep... Well, I'll show you a trade because if you do that, you can prop up his value. But the reason that I'm now more inclined to sign him for a 3 or 4 year contract... Don't care about the dollars. I really don't because it doesn't matter. Got $50 million to the cap. From where we stand right now.
In terms of signed players after this year, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. I really don't care. And you've got a pile of ELCs that are coming in, so it really doesn't matter. But the reason that I want him... Shut up. The reason that I want him signed now is because both Colin Waite and Logan Brown have shown me absolutely nothing.
Logan Brown has been okay for a young
player. How many goals does he have?
He's been okay for a young player. He's not producing, but he's not a liability. He's not living up to his expectations, but he's better than he was last year in terms of his actual ability to play in the NHL. He may not be finishing, but I'm okay with it. Colin Waite is a bigger concern to me, considering he's now signed for, what, 3 more years after this one? Five? Was it 6?
5-year deal.
Okay, so
five or six-year deal.
So that one concerns me more. Logan Brown, he's got time. The team is young, so is he.
And so now the other thing, too, is if I'm signing Pajot for 3 or 4 years, that's taking up one of the spots, center spots.
Yeah.
And so now you've got Colin Waite, Logan Brown.
You can always trade him. Trade him later.
That's exactly it. Norris, he's probably going to be up next year.
Here possibly. Comes a cake.
And they've been hiding him. Shane Pinto has been doing well. He's still in college.
So he's still driving a Pinto?
He's probably going to be about 2 years away. And whoever we get in the draft.
So they're a few years away yet.
So if I'm keeping Pajot, that means one of Colin Whitaker or Logan Brown's got to go.
Which one is a more sellable asset?
So this is where if I'm the GM, I'm going to those two guys and go, get it together.
This is my favorite part of the podcast because this is where I learn.
Well,
this is literally where I'm
hoping the dog doesn't poop so I can like concentrate and not pick up things. Well, no, they're talking about players right now. Stop. I don't know about the cap. Stop pooping.
It's a throwaway season, so this year doesn't matter.
But it does when you have to worry about the contract.
And here's the thing. I would disagree about that because if this is a throwaway season, there's technically the rebuild. And what is the phrasing for 2020?
Unparalleled success.
Our unicorn shitting dreams or whatever we're calling it.
Only for five years.
This is where you need to start making those decisions. Like this is where we need It is fun to say, ha ha, this is a horrible season. We're just going to, dance our way through it. And whatever happens, happens. But this is where we should be actually tabling the hard decisions like you guys are talking about going. So who's the next guy that's going to offer a lot of return against a cap? And what are we going to build to in the next 2 years?
True. I don't disagree. Right. I don't say throwaway season and it doesn't matter what we do.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the team does. But
yes.
I also think that it's not crucial that we nail down every single player in every single role on a roster for the next 4 years because things are fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So sign JGP. If it works out that we can sign him, great. He's tradable later on because he's a known asset. He's a known quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to trade one of them, unfortunately, you may have to trade that one if it starts getting a logjam at center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that. I'd much rather get rid of somebody who's underperforming, but... Then we would be getting back somebody that's underperforming, who probably costs more.
Yeah.
As long as their contract is expiring, then that's okay,
and too. And what we've said, too, is this year's about progress. Colin White's not progressing. Mm-hmm. I don't think Thomas Chabot's really progressing. This might just be the responsibilities he's got this year.
He doesn't have time.
He has to do everything.
He doesn't have time to progress.
He got 37 minutes.
That's called survival. That's not progressing.
Oh, my God. I've got to go out again. Okay. I'm not scoring. I'm just getting it out of the zone.
Wow. Want to go to the next email?
Sure, you read that one.
All right, it's TJ. Pans, Sharks, Slander. Hey, guys, a couple of things. First,
this is not how normal lawyers' writs sound. Like when you're being subpoenaed, it usually doesn't start with, hey, guys. When you got slander in the subject line, then you're like, ooh, this is going to get official. Hey, guys, you've been served.
Apparently, our listeners like to throw people off.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So a couple of things. First, Brännström and how he's looked since his return from Belleville. I saw on Twitter that he's looked better since his return, and I wanted to know if you three agreed. I have the game on.
Didn't watch a game.
I have the game on, but I'm easily distracted by Twitter and whatever games I have on my TV and iPads. Whoa. I was hoping he'd stayed in Belleville until he was dominating there myself, even with the injuries to defensemen. Then there's the outright cheering against EK65 and the Sharks by Pan. I don't care that they suck and they have 5 to 6 guys in their late 20s and 30s who are signed to lifetime contracts and Ottawa has that pick. Of course, I'm joking. But it sure sucks when the team I pull for in back-to-back years don't have their first-round pick. At least Ottawa gets a do-over from losing Bo Bryan to the Avs last year. Yeah. Thanks for all the shows. Yeah, thanks for all the shows, even during another losing season, TJ. So he kind of backed off the slander.
I was going to say, he kind of agrees with you.
He absolutely
does. He just doesn't like it, I think, is what's being said here. So I don't disagree with you. I just don't want to hear it.
I am also not slandering Carlson. I'm slandering the Sharks.
The Sharks. Mm. They're doing it to themselves, so.
Now, one thing that I heard on the radio, because I don't think any of us watched Brent and Brännström play. Did you watch the game?
No. I didn't watch. I was watching the game on Saturday.
He was back on Saturday. Was that the Florida game?
I think so. No, the
Montreal.
The overtime Montreal. At Columbus. Saturday.
Okay, yep.
I watched the first two periods, and then I was up at the cottage, but we were in town at a friend's place where there's TV and hydro and everything. I went up to the cottage to put a log on the fire because it was getting a little cool up there because we heat with wood. And I stayed to listen to the end of the third period in the overtime on the radio and then went back into town. So I did see two periods of him, and he seemed to be less liability-ish. He seems to be playing a stronger game, he seemed to be more comfortable, I think would be the word I would use. He looked more comfortable. Now he's also playing on his natural side, not the side he had.
I heard that on the radio.
Right. Yeah. And I think maybe that's just what he needed.
Yeah.
It's like me driving in. If I had to go to Great Britain and drive, mm-hmm. I could.
Right.
But it would be awkward. I mean, I drive a manual. I'd be suddenly shifting with the other hand and trying to remember, okay, drive on the left. Mm-hmm. And how do I go around a corner here? When I go around this corner, it's going to take a lot of processing.
The first time you do that, it's fine. But there is a constant voice in the back of your head going, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to kill yourself. You're going to, why are you doing this? This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong.
It's not instinctual, right?
It absolutely is not. But you can adopt, adapt, improve. I mean, that's the bottle of the round table.
But you're probably not going top speed.
You're
not driving as confident.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy because this is pretty much where I was going to go. It's you want to set these guys up for success.
Mm-hmm.
Unparalleled success.
For 5 years.
For 5 years. 5 years only.
So, and considering that you got Thomas Chabot on the left, wouldn't you want Branstrom on the right?
Just to make it complicated for the team you're playing against to figure out what's going on?
No, this is their use of seeing defensemen.
No, but I mean, it'll be depending on which one on the ice is the way that the breakout's going to happen. It's going to be going shifting back and forth.
Especially when, because both of them are puck carriers too.
That's what I mean.
Where it's like, whoever gets it, is he going to pass? Yeah, I see what you mean now. Pass it up or just drive it in, and especially through the center ice, they can cross each other and stuff. So
you could have some fun.
So I would much rather, if he's strong on the right side, I don't care what handedness he's in.
Put him on the side he likes to play.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Set him
simple.
Up for success.
Yeah. Put him on the side. You're like, it makes sense. It does. It just, like, please.
Yeah.
Should we tweet at the team that, or do you think they might already know? maybe they know now.
Yeah. I think we
understand now that they don't care about what my opinions are about the team.
Mm-hmm. Complete side note. I love it whenever we bring up unparalleled success Canucks for 5 years. It sounds like the side effects that are listed for medication in U.S. commercials for 5 years only. Location may not be Ottawa.
You have to say it really quickly, like an American radio ad.
I love those slightly itchy earlobes.
Yeah. I love those commercials because what I used to do is play a game and like trying to find the side effects. So as explaining what the drug does.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, so it's got to be like headaches, diarrhea, it's like dry mouth.
Right.
So then when they go through the disclaimers at the end, it's like, here are the side effects. And it just goes on and on. I'm like, got it.
Need it.
Well, one of them was like for a leaky bladder. And one of the side effects was like anal leakage. Like, what? You're going to trade that for that? No.
That's a Lestra. That was potato chips.
Lays.
That was
baked lays or something.
This was, I think, in the days of Crystal Pepsi. Gather around, kids. Hanky Todd has a story.
Wasn't that the fat?
Yeah.
It
was the fat-free potato chips, and it was made with Olestra. And one of the warnings was, may cause anal leakage, which gave all comedians on Evening to the Improv a new 20 minutes. And it was a horrible time to live. Not just for potato chip consumption, but comedy consumption in general.
And now you just get to hear about Donald Trump.
Yes. Speaking of anal leakage, I don't think we have another email. Is it from CB Inc?
What, is he talking out of his ass? Is that what you're saying?
Only a Parliament station where only women can smell it. That's the hat trick. Do you have a hat trick button? Is that it? Okay.
No. I don't, but let's go with this one.
Okay. There we go. Yes.
Winner. Gagnon.
I love being here. Don't get me wrong. I love being here. I'm just wondering, do you have a count right now of how many listeners you've lost?
Oh, tons.
Okay, good. Okay. And then I'm doing my job.
But we don't worry about that sort of thing. Hasn't worried us for the first 7 years. It's not going to worry us now. Taylor Hall to Arizona.
You think Detroit knows how to tank?
Well, I mean, stop and think about this for a second. It's Hall and Yotes.
Get out.
He's going to make their dreams. Right. No, he's going to make their dreams come true.
He's a Canadian. Get out.
Like, honestly, I wish you had sunglasses you could take off as you uttered that one.
What, he's going to give them everything their heart desires.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Or am I out of touch?
I don't know. You're a bitch, girl.
Part-time lover.
I can't go for that. It's okay. Don't I got, oh no, sorry, Dreamtime was actually only Daryl Hall.
M-E-T-H-O-T-O-F-L-O-V, the method of modern love.
Man, well done. I had forgotten about that when I was going through all my old, all the Hall & Oates songs.
Oh, because I picked the worst one.
Well, I got Dreamtime. That was only Daryl Hall.
No, that's,
that was a good song.
That's,
He's got 5 minutes.
He's got five minutes.
No, I don't. We have until 6.
Oh, that's what that means. You don't have 6 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so let's keep going.
All right.
Here we go. Here we go. And another thing.
So, do you need another beer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Talk.
So, to get up and just
dance, monkey.
Oh, my God. I have been in some horrible direction booths in when I've been doing voice work. The worst direction I could ever get is talk.
The worst direction?
Yeah. Direction.
Oh.
The worst direction. I misheard that. And the worst direction, coincidentally, while I was being told talk. I don't know why I'm aroused at this point. My God, I am.
Blanche de Chamblay.
Blanche de Chamblay. Excellent choice. Are you looking for something? Blanche de Chamblay is a bit of a...
You know what? I haven't had a fin du monde in ages, and I do enjoy the fin du monde.
Okay.
Merci.
You want anything?
Sure. I don't know.
Yes.
You choose. Blanche de Chamblay. That's a really nice wine. I'm giving that one.
Are these twists?
I have a full,
not twists.
I have a full 30 minutes remaining.
All right.
No, word to the affiliates. Six? We're going long. Okay. A word to the affiliates. We're going long.
You must love that Krusty the Clown old school thing where he walks in to do the voiceovers. Like, hey, kids. And he says about five different lines and he walks out. And like,
yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, Krusty, we're ready to go.
Okay, Krusty, we're ready. Krusty.
So, as we were saying,
yes.
Now
we've had a line change.
We had more like a dry scrape. Yeah.
No editing, folks.
San Jose fires Peter DeBoer. That's happened since
That's right. Yeah. It did happen to me.
Okay.
But they're doing such a good job of tanking.
It is.
Yeah, I was very disappointed in that.
Well, they
didn't know they were tanking?
No. Is that the problem? No, Frank, they were going for it, man.
Okay.
That's why they loaded up with
Patrick Marleau.
So many big contracts. And
they just didn't know how to drive a skid steer. They're like, no, push them forward.
Steer in.
Honestly, is this what the Colorado Avalanche fans were going through last year? Just watching this tire fire from afar and being like, yes.
This is what I find very disheartening about all the firings going on right now. It is becoming more and more difficult to figure out who is being fired because of team performance and who is being fired because of hazing.
They are saying it though.
Yeah, at the very least. But like who was it?
Well,
was
the
it
Dallas one that was kind of
yeah, iffy. It was just like no one's saying anything.
No one knows. Like, yeah. We still don't know what it is.
Yeah.
No, they just said it was not hockey related. Like, which makes you wonder.
It does.
What did you do? They should have just said, yes, it was hockey related, but the team was doing well.
Right.
Isn't that a rabbit over there? Just never mind.
Exactly. Don't look at his hard drive. I'm not making allegations into that.
Please don't sue me. And we have no money. So.
Close more schools.
So they fired not only DeBoer, they also fired the entire coaching staff, except for Bob Bugner.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be Bob?
No pressure there.
Well, he just came back.
Yeah.
He just came back from Florida.
Right.
So they like him a lot.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's hope
we'll see.
If some of the talks about what's going on there, it's not just the coach.
Hey, Bob, you have five friends, including a goalie and a guy that's really good at video? Why? Nothing!
No reason.
And make sure they come cheap, because we're at the cap.
Yeah. Who said video? I didn't say video. Who said video?
Stop confusing the truth with facts.
As long as you're not videotaping the other teams.
Not that that's going on.
Like an amazing.
I just hate Patriots fans.
It's not the band I hate, it's their fans. Yeah,
that's why all roads lead home kind of went away.
Except for the Patriots, it's the band as well.
Yeah, that's true. Except Rob Gronkowski helped me win a fantasy football
good
championship
for him
a few years ago. So yeah. Speaking of, I'm in the championship game for fantasy football next weekend.
Woo!
Yay for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Bears fan, so I don't need to watch football anymore. It's my favorite team to support because I don't need to do it for long.
Yeah, the season's over early.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
Well, he could be a Bengals fan. That could be worse, right?
Or a Dolphins fan.
Or Dolphins or Browns or... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does not relate.
This is the best time of the year for the NFL. It's like I don't need to watch anymore. I don't even need to chase. I don't need to listen to podcasts. Do a stat.
The problem is that it's the okay. They're bad, but they're not bad enough to get a really good pick.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
You know, the Ottawa Senators several years in a row.
Right.
This is the way it goes.
Hey, speaking of the Senators.
Circle back.
You're the one that told us you had another back. Half hour.
Right? Right?
It's totally on you.
I didn't know we were going to fill it in with Bears talk. And a mutual hatred. Uh-oh, the wife just texted. Hang on. Nope, we're still good. Okay. Yes, we're still fine.
Jeez, you're quite on the leash there, aren't you?
I am.
Like, I got to go now!
Yeah, I got to go. let me put it this way. When you sell two houses to move to Toronto, it's not a lucrative career in Canadian show business that keeps you there. As I say on my album, behind every comedian in Canada, there's a very successful woman going, really? And that's where I live. That's where I live.
It's where my stuff is.
It's where all my stuff is.
It's our stuff. It's mine too.
So yeah, okay, so let's talk about coach firings. Right. Remember that?
Yeah, it's...
That's it?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. But yeah, no, it's... I think it's good for the progress. That's a good one.
That was the latest one.
Now, he's going to be back with them in the new year.
Yeah, he was suspended.
Do we know why?
Nothing new.
No, it's not recent, but...
So they decided to do an...
Is it because he was here?
Like, he's been punished enough.
Yeah.
I think they looked back at it. The allegations were like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Since then, he admitted that he, you know, went to counseling for some of those things.
He's
he still is.
Since 2010.
Oh, I don't know any of this story. What happened?
So Mark Crawford also got the allegations through abuse and all that stuff.
Sure.
Which we know he sent out Todd Bertuzzi to go and murder a man.
You really should be careful with the words you're using there.
Yeah, it was proven in court.
To murder a man.
Todd Bertuzzi on Steve Moore back.
Okay.
Broke his neck.
I don't think his lawyer's going to start with, hey guys.
And it's not guys, it's guy.
You remember that? That was from like 2008.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
Crawford was a coach.
Right.
Sent out Bertuzzi.
Okay.
And there's a whole civil case around it too.
All right.
Which was settled out of court. So.
Sure. Okay.
You see what it is there. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Was it, what's his name? Brent Sopel. He ended up choking him on the bench. Patrick O'Sullivan. He was abusive too and choked him out, I think, also. When he was with the Kings, he kicked Sean Avery. So it's, but since then, and he's been, again, banished from the NHL for a decade, close to it, until he was able to get back into the NHL because he would be willing to take an underpayment from the Ottawa Senators, because that's what we do.
I am.
But he made the steps throughout this.
Yeah.
To become a better person.
Sure.
And then just with everything that the Me Too movement, if you want to call it that, but just all of these stories coming out. Chicago ended up putting him under suspension under the same investigation that they did for Bill Peters and all that.
Right.
There was no new complaints.
Yep.
So it's like, yes, I did this in the past. Everybody knew about this in the first hand.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I did to change.
Right.
You can't fire him for that.
No, you can't. That's showing contrition. That's showing like you're actually trying to grow beyond that.
Right.
And all these
stories are already known, so it's not new.
And that's the proper steps that you need to take as a person.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And, like to parallel the comedy community, the reason that Louis C.K. is still a pariah in some circles is that he has not had that moment of contrition. Mm-hmm. He has been just stockpiling more and more and hasn't come out and said like I talked to, you know, female comedians about this very thing. And they're like, if he had come out and said, you know, he has done jokes about how he hates his children, how he hates, you know, his ex-wife, how, you know, how he does horrible things that he is ashamed of. And this is something that should have been on that list. And if he had come out and done 10 minutes of expository material about, I done effed up, and he had done that, it would have done a world of great. But now, instead of turning it on to, I would rather be in Auschwitz than in New York City, which is a horrible joke. I don't know why people are printing it. It's a joke. It didn't land, whatever. But the point is that that's showing a point of contrition, and right. that you're trying to build. Listen to Letterman right now. He is like this just apology cannon. Like Trudeau is watching him going, damn, you got game. Like that is, like, he is just nothing but constantly doing that. And like, that's what needs to be done. And when you look at all sort of like where all of this is coming from kind of back in the day, and when you hear like all the, well, back in the day, it was like this arguments, I'm not going to refute that, because back in the day it was horrible.
Yeah.
Right. And there was no checks and balances in place to do that. I often refer to 80s comedy as, welcome to 80s comedy, where, racism is totally cool and gays are weird. And that was the foundation upon which a lot of A&E's Evening at the Improv was built.
Oh, yes.
You know, everyone's looking forward
to... But that's what we thought was funny.
Exactly. Of course we did, right? And like when you listen to Eddie Murphy's Delirious and then you listen to Raw, I can't wait to see what Netflix paid $75 million for, because that is going to be LGBT off the hook. It's going to be crazy. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's atoned for his sins. But... I don't ever buy this whole kind of jarhead argument of like, oh, well, back in my day, this is going to make everyone soft. And it's like, no, the world has changed and you're going to do that. And if your argument is back in the day, this is the way it used to be. Guess what? You don't get to use cell phones anymore. You're going back in the day. Hope you like your phone on the wall of the kitchen. Taped right there. Oh, is it touchtone? Nope, it's dial, my friend. By the way, when you get cancer, you get leeches. That's all we had back in the day. Just leeches. That is all you get. If you want to live in that time, then live in that time. I am done having that argument of like, that is what happened. We have grown as a society. We've got to go. By the way, close more schools.
Didn't have school back in my day.
didn't hurt me none.
This is why you don't need history lessons.
It was uphill both ways in the snowstorm.
Uh-huh. And if you couldn't hit a goalie five times in practice in the jockstrap with a hockey stick, I don't know what you're going to do.
That's just the way we play. Anyway,
close more schools. Wow. Did anyone see the soapbox I just got off of? I'm sorry about that. That's horrible.
It's a good one. It's a right way to look at it.
It's a good soapbox. I like that one. I'm actually going to use that.
Okay.
One quick note. Actually, I'm going to go to something which I didn't even have on my show notes. Just a second here.
Great, because we didn't get your show notes anyway.
That's right.
New things.
It was a question that came up a couple of weeks ago on the radio that I thought was good enough to write down. And I thought I would ask you the question of you, and I did a little research on the answers to it. So you guys are hitting this question cold, and mm-hmm. I want to hear what your answer is compared to what my answer was.
This is Cardinal just going, I'd like to really sound smart here.
No, not at all.
That's all the time.
It's because I am.
Humble, too.
My answer is trade JGP.
The question is, which is more impressive? A 70-goal season, or B, a 150-point season. It was a great question when it came up on the radio for a few weeks ago. I'm like, I was all ready to go with, and then I went, wait a minute.
It depends which era. I'm going to say 70 goal, because the only one I can think of is Solani in his rookie year that he got 73 or something like that.
There are 1, 2, 4, 7.
And with a goal, 10. You have to have the skill to do it.
There are 14 recorded 70-plus goal seasons.
Okay.
By the way, that question answers two questions, one being the answer you're going to give us, and B, what's it sound like when three guys inhale at the same time? Interesting.
I think I smell it.
Okay. to you ain't no woman.
To give you the background, 70-goal seasons. Wayne Gretzky had 4. Brett Hull had 3. Mario Lemieux had 2. Timo Solani, Phil Esposito, Alex McGillney, Yari Curry, and Bernie Nichols.
I'm going to go with the goals.
So those are 14?
4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm going to go with the goals.
14. So 14. You're
going goals?
14 total times that has occurred. Yeah. 70 plus goals.
You want to go points?
I'm going to go points to not just to be contrarian, because I'm a jerk like that. But it seems to me that like, I just saw the Raptors the other night, and they lost, so I got to witness something that doesn't happen that often. Very cool. But the thing that I noted was that, you know, Lowry was not lighting up points, but he was firing off assists. And it was it was acknowledgement of the fact that, okay, I'm not shooting well today. He's still kind of coming off the injury. Mm-hmm. So he was able to kind of parcel out the work and do it that way. And when you're talking about 150 points, that's substantial. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is that you may not have levied them yourself, but what you've done is you've parlayed that into someone else's work.
You so passed the puck to Gretzky, and
passed the puck to Gretzky. It's like how many points did Messier have?
I don't know, Cardinal. How many points did Messier have?
Let's do that.
Messier never had a 150-point season.
Okay,
never had 150-point
Dave
season.
Dave Semenko?
Nope.
No,
the number of the number of players who've had a 70-goal season, no matter how many they've had, mm-hmm. is 9. The number of players who've had a 150-point season, 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gretzky, Lemieux, Yzerman, Esposito, Nichols. That's it.
Huh?
Bernie Nichols
points,
is such a
points,
weird
points,
one.
Points, points,
Chicago.
Gretzky did it 9 times, mm-hmm. including 3 200-plus point seasons.
Yeah,
but a lot of those were empty net assists.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because what I'm thinking too is your secondary assists, right? Because it's like, well,
still 230. I remember I remember the 239 points.
Impressive season. Numbers. For
that was
sure.
insane.
The other thing that points brings with it is that it's not like just goals where you can like look at the tally for goals for. Mm-hmm. in the column and see like how much that contributed to that. If he's like over 70 points or after over 70 goals. So you can see that and go, oh wow, he scored like 1/8 or 1/12 or 1/4 of, you know, the goals that season. There's more homework that needs to go into the points tally because you're like, okay, so how did that impact on the season? What happened with like the team as a whole? Because you're parceling out the work to like 2 or 3 other players that you're going to be shoving.
Sure. Now, just for reference, mm-hmm. current players, the records in both of these categories for current players. Goals scored in a season. 65. By?
Ovi.
Ovechkin. Okay. Correct. Points. Total points in a season. Current player. 128.
Crosby?
Nope.
Was it Ovechkin?
Nope.
Kucherov.
Bingo.
Who?
Ooh.
Kucherov.
Kucherov.
So 65 and 128 are the records for current playing team.
Yeah, the 80s were crazy, weren't they?
Well, it was. The 80s were
insane.
They
didn't really have a goaltender either.
It was, well, and the rules about, you know, hooking and everything else didn't exist, which makes it all the more impressive to think that somebody could score.
Yeah, I don't know how you can
150 break. Points or 70-plus goals.
Seriously, how did you get a breakaway without the two-line pass?
It was much more interesting. No, yeah, because there was a red line back then.
Was this pre-trapezoid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-trapezoid's
the least of
pre-trapezoid, but it also exists when the red line still existed.
Right.
As a line.
Yeah. I cannot imagine two-line pass.
So I thought that was kind of a cool question. I went with 150 points as well.
That is a fun one.
When I heard it, because I'm like, wow, geez. But doing a little bit more research, it's a little closer than I thought it was. By the way, 50 goals in 50 games.
Ooh.
This is I didn't realize this. It's 50 goals in the team's 50 games.
Oh,
it's not 50 goals in the first 50 games you play.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
of the so if you
because Lemieux missed out on that.
So did Cam Neely.
Okay,
because Cam Neely scored 50 goals in 45 games played.
Oh, yeah.
But it was about 70 games played for the team.
Right,
I didn't realize this.
That's dumb. Huh. Yeah. That's dumb.
Well, that is stupid.
Well, I mean, it's still recognized as 50 goals in 45 games, but it's not the official record of 50 and 50 because it's 50 games.
You can make whatever stat you want. Right?
That's the one that Bossy. And, well, originally Maurice Richard, Mike Bossy,
Gretzky,
et cetera. Gretzky right. did it in 39,
yeah.
et cetera. That's the official record is 50 and 50. It's games played by the team. Little piece of trivia that I did really not know.
McDavid could do that. I don't think he can anymore this year. But
well, it's getting close, but we'll see.
Right.
Why don't we go with what grinds your gears?
You know what really grinds my gears?
What do you got?
I don't know if I have anything.
And
I got one.
Yeah, I'm sure you do because you've been traveling.
Yep. How'd you know it's about travel?
Can't say. Can we just call this section travel gripes? Can we just
Pants travel gripes? Cardinals
we don't
driving
have
driving gripes. You are not unguilty of that. Just so you know,
I know. I gripe a lot about people.
I have one, and it is about not traveling, and it is not about driving.
Gripes. Good. Wait, your turn.
Yes. Okay. Whoa! Close more schools.
Okay. You know when the flight's going to take off, and they're doing the safety. Presentation.
Yes.
Yeah. And they say, it's like, if you have headphones on, take off your headphones. If you're a grown-ass man, take off your damn headphones. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't hear him because your headphones are on.
That's no, because right. She, the not stewardess.
Flight attendant.
Can't say stewardess. It's 2019.
Well, you just did. Who can smell everything, apparently?
Well, back
apparently.
In the day, you could say stewardess. Right.
You could also say mailman, but it's officially a letter carrier. Yes. Move along.
So when she comes around and says, I need you to take off your headphones, don't argue with her. You know that fucking win.
Somebody argued with.
Yeah, it's like, no, they're not on. It's like, well, I can hear you. It's like, it's not the point.
Take them off your head.
Just right. Take them off.
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's 3 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're not on, you're not listening to anything. Take them off your head.
Like,
don't be a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. What's a big deal? On, off, on.
Allow me to do the described audio. On. Pan is currently removing his headphones off. And placing them on his on. Shoulders.
They're a bright green emerald color.
On, off.
They highlight on. His eyes.
See how many times I was able to do that?
Wow. Mm-hmm. This was on your flight to...
To New York.
Wow.
Right.
So it's an Ottawa one going to New York. Mm-hmm. Another thing I noticed in my trips,
Ottawa.
People in New York are friggin' nice.
Yeah, most of them.
They are real. There's a stigma out there that New Yorkers are really rough and stuff.
No. Right. No.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed my time in New York when I've been there.
Ottawa needs to learn a lesson. I'm very guilty of it, too.
I was going to say, are you polite to the tourists?
No, I keep to myself. But...
You don't go this to is where
I need,
in Times
I
Square.
I need to learn and just, if people are coming up for me for help or whatnot, mm-hmm. or they sound a little confused on directions, jump in and help out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I'm just...
I'm bad at that. I'm really bad at that. But even there...
I live in downtown, so I do it without even thinking. You see people walking downtown all the time, sort of looking around going, which way am I going to go?
Yeah.
Where are you staying? Mm-hmm. Down here, turn right, blah, blah, blah.
Now, so
right.
with my directions, it's better for me not to do that.
Yeah.
But I'll show them on my phone.
Well, a lot of people will be looking at their phone, but they can't figure out which way to go.
No, that's fine. Well, then I can kind of guide them.
When I see people at a Toronto intersection pointing at a map and then looking up and then returning to the map, I'm like, I may be of assistance.
I might be able to help.
I may be able to provide some sort of...
Get a phone. Thank you.
Yes, that's right. This has maps on it now. I love it when my elderly relatives give me directions to their places. I'm like, yep, I already got your GPS.
So you got to see a Walgreens. You want to turn right on a Walgreens?
Yeah. Do you still send out your directions for your podcast?
Mm-hmm.
With the equidistant between the
Equidistant between, yes. Equidistant.
Especially like how when I read that, I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Equidistant.
And then you brought it up on another episode. I'm like, oh yeah, that is a math term.
Yeah. Equidistant.
People don't use that in their general terminology.
That's right, because I'm a nerd.
What's wrong with the word equidistant at all?
Right. I didn't realize I was using it, and then I did, and then it took was Andrew Evans to come in and go, how come you use an equidistant? I don't know, because I went to school, closed more schools.
It's okay, I used the word Octothorpe recently.
Attaboy!
They're like, what?
Octothorpe me too. What? That just sounds like octopuses did something.
I'm assuming you're referring to equidistant between two subway stops?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, you could take the average and you don't have to be so mean.
Oh. You gotta hit those cues hard, man.
That sounded Colonel's head hitting the table. Oh.
I love that we're sharing described audio duties.
Okay, over to you.
Right. So, firstly, I do want to bring up one small thing before I get into this. You were right to correct him on mailman. But
it's mail letter, person.
But, no.
And you said letter carrier. It's actually postal worker because you're being insensitive to packages. Now,
those are delivered by somebody in a truck.
Yeah. Not necessarily just letters. You came off a little package phobic. Oh. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not phobic about my package.
You hit the thing. So mine is, nope, very good. That's a good directorial point I am not producing here. This is mine. This is the Christmas season coming in here. I went to, you can hit one here, Bayshore.
Ooh.
There we go.
Why?
Well, there's a bay there, and I feel comfortable.
Okay,
fair. You know, once you hit 50, you feel comfortable in the bay. It's like, are those slacks?
The sail on white belts.
The sail on belts.
Do they have some stretch to them?
Yes. I've got the white belt. Now all I need is a beam that will hold my weight. So I go to when does this episode come out?
20 minutes from now.
Okay, don't tell my wife. Listeners, do not tell my wife. I was shopping at the Bay at the jewelry counter, and they have four counters that are available to them.
Was Rowan Atkinson there?
Rowan was not, because I wasn't buying anything for my sly piece on the side.
Yeah, you knew the reference.
I was going only for my missus. And so I got her a couple of things. And how many? So four counters, Christmas, Bayshore Mall.
Yep.
In the Bay. It's in the name of the mall, Bay, on the shores of the Ottawa River, which is how that got named. The Bay is... Thank you.
Well, and, it's actually Crystal Bay, but anyway.
All right. Oh. Who's the tour guide
no,
here?
Nobody.
So they got four counters. How many sales staff do you think they have?
Zero.
One.
They had one.
That's one more than I expected.
Visibly. So what I did not
care. Were the other ones black?
No, the other three are security guards.
So you're skipping ahead.
Yes.
What I was not ready for was there to be only one person. I wasn't ready for a lineup to be formed. And Ottawa, you are supposed to be friendly people.
There were
people sniping. I'm next. And so I was actually shopping with my mother-in-law. I was like, you know what? Let's go look at other things and then we'll just come back. Because I didn't want to have to stand behind this arsehole who was complaining about this is why they're losing so much money because they don't have enough staff and blah. So like, okay, I don't need to listen to this chowderhead. So I just left and I came back and weirdly, all the rude people were gone. Mm-hmm. So it was a war of attrition. Attrition won.
They went to Walmart.
And enjoy that. Is there a sample station? Enjoy. And so the woman was really harried trying to, you know, get our things because we had to go to a couple of her counters and we finally decide on things. But this is what I loved. She knew she was overworked. She knew she was overrun. And she still took the time to ask me if I wanted to sign up for a credit card.
You have to.
I was like, I almost just wanted to go look at the people who had plaintive looks on their faces. Just like,
yes,
I do.
No.
By the way, this is what you're going to hear a credit rating do. So, stores around Christmas. Appropriate staffing. That's all I'm asking for. Especially at a jewelry counter, right?
Well, you'd think.
Yeah. At a $14 minimum wage, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's all about keeping labor to 3% of expenses.
Yes.
So fewer staff, because that's the way you can keep it low, because that's what keeps shareholders happy. Even if shareholders shop here and don't like the number of people who are there.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get into the racial slur,
but I will say that,
I think my favorite was, it was way back when there was a Zellers. And I went and I bought a greeting card. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, do you want to sign up for the card? I'm like, no, thanks. But you get to save 10% off your purchase. I'm like, that'd be 13 cents.
Yes, it would be.
It's like, right. You're stuck in your scripting, miss.
This is what I love about Newfoundland. They cut through all of that corporate crap because we were at the car rental. And they, you know, because they have to do, because they're on corporate script, they have to do, well, did you want to get the insurance, love? And you can do that. And it's going to cost you $13 a day extra. And they're like, no. I said, nah, you don't want to do that. Don't worry about that. And by the way, there's a gas station over here. You don't need to worry about the other pumps thing. That's fine. And she was like, oh, she was completely underwriting everything that they were doing because they're so friendly and awesome. Love mm-hmm. everything about them. Close more schools.
Do I have anything?
Yeah. Just asking.
I thought of something, then it went
there
away.
There we go.
Then so it there went you go. Away.
And then it went away.
Is that your grind your gears?
That
is your faulty
totally
memory?
Totally grinds my gears. Oh.
The only thing I really have is people who don't slow down. People who don't drive according to weather.
Oh,
I was driving back. I was driving Saturday briefly in a horrific snowstorm up the line at the cottage. And there were people ripping down the highway in a borderline whiteout condition.
Whiteout.
At 120, 110 kilometers an hour on a two-lane highway in the middle of nowhere. Because
so dangerous.
I presume this, I don't know this for a fact, but I presume that the reason they were doing it was because they drive a pickup truck. So I got four-wheel drive and ABS and I got my winter tires. I'm good to go. Don't worry about it. I got this. right up until you wrap it around a tree, you dumbass.
Mm.
And then you'll expect somebody, or you put it in the ditch and you'll expect somebody to stop and help you. No. Years ago, I was commuting back and forth to Montreal every weekend. And I would see people who would drive past me.
Mm-hmm.
As I was doing, in bad weather, I'd be doing, well, whatever, appropriate speed. And they would rip past me in an SUV or whatever. Yeah. And they would all be almost, no, I shouldn't say always, but 75% of the time there was a baby on board sign. In the back window.
Oh, gorgeous.
And I'm going, oh, that's just rich. So I should be careful around you while you're driving like an imbecile.
Yes.
Fair enough. And at least twice on my drive from Montreal to Ottawa, one of these vehicles would end up in the ditch or the median or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would slow down and look at them and go, nope. Self-inflicted and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that. But mm-hmm. that was the only thing that really ground my gears this week was the people who were driving stupidly.
I did see some justice as we were driving home with my mother-in-law. This truck blows by us in the in whatever lane we were in, and then not 5 minutes later we see him pulled over by a cop.
Yeah. Those are great.
And just as we're driving by, chef kisses off the mouth.
Thank you.
You provided.
So you just stop.
I am entertained.
Just beautiful. Hey, officer, do you need any witness statements?
I think he was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have dash cam footage of him weaving.
Check the breathalyzer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're jerks, eh? All right.
Yes, you are.
We didn't determine, since I was a bit late arriving today, we didn't determine when we're next recording, but it'll likely be in the
after
new year.
Christmas, I'm sure.
After Christmas, yeah. Possibly in the new year, because I'll be here until the new year, but then I have some time away.
And then
I actually have some vacation coming up.
What?
Yeah, me.
Where are you going?
Cottage.
Of course.
Because it's winter, Dan.
Buy a passport, would you?
I have a passport. Okay. Why would I go
see it? You like lying on the beach, though.
I
like
ice lying fish
on the, yeah,
Cuba.
You can't. I like lying on the beach, but I also like snowmobiling and ice fishing, so it's easy.
All right.
Yeah, I'm only using a couple of days of vacation, but I'm timing it properly to get 5 days up at the cottage to go ice fishing and snowmobiling and drinking and everything else.
So yeah, I'm fine. Hopefully it's not minus 30 those days.
Doesn't stop me.
Doesn't.
Yeah. I actually have a photo on my phone, which I can show you later, of last January. The temperature outside the ice shack was minus 18.7. The temperature inside the ice shack, 27 degrees.
Aren't you worried about that ice shack going under?
No, there's like 7 inches of ice under it. It's fine. It's fine. We had a pickup truck parked next to it 2 years ago. No problem.
Right. I just love that you had the exterior temperature to one significant digit.
It's a digital thermometer.
Have you not met him?
Yes, I've met him.
How much was that in Kelvin? No.
Give me a minute.
I honestly look at Cardinal and I go, I bet you he can also tell us what it is in Klingon.
No, I don't speak Klingon.
Nakshu! Excuse me.
I wish, but no.
Todd, you have any shows coming up either here?
I do, as a matter of fact. If this is coming out in the hour, yeah. Toronto listeners, my Write 'Em Up show is on Saturday. I'm also here in Ottawa. Let's go back.
How are you going to do that?
Well, there's a train I'm taking. I'll be doing a spot at the Absolute Comedy Club on Preston Street on Friday, December 20th at 10:30. That sounded awful. There we go. Oh, get ready for the other one too. And then I'll be taking a train into Toronto. One of those as well. If you're in CB Inc., if you're down and not doing anything, come down so I can finally meet you. It's my Write 'Em Up show. This is the most favorite thing I do every single month. It happens at Comedy Bar, which is at Bloor and Ossington, third Saturday of every month. I host the show where I bring five comics to the stage. They perform. Meanwhile, I have a team of writers that are writing roast jokes about everything that comedian does on little index cards. I dismiss the comic and I collect those cards and I read them to the audience verbatim, providing anonymity and emotional distance from the writers. It is the funnest show in TO. It is my favorite time of the month. And this is the Christmas edition that is the December 21st at 7 p.m. at Comedy Bar. Kingston, Senator fans, I will be headlining and possibly recording my next album. December 27th and 28th, I think it is. It's the Friday and Saturday, whatever that Friday and Saturday is after Christmas. That's where I'll be. 27, 28, I think it is. And then, because Kingston and Gananoque, 28, 29, this just in, we're moving it forward a couple of days. The 28th and 29th, I will be recording, possibly, my next album. And then the 31st, for the New Year's Eve show at Absolute Comedy in Kingston, I will be hosting that amazing show with Matt Carter and Pierre Bro, two of my favorite friends in comedy. It's going to be a good night. So that's it. Anything else, you can go to heyistba.com/calendar. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. Love being here, and I'm sorry you lost so many listeners. Close more schools.
We don't know when we're going to be back, so there's no point in doing the week to come, because it could be 2 or 3 weeks for all we know. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no point. We'll be back when we next record. That's all we know. Anything else?
Nope.
Nope. Good. All right. Todd, thank you for joining us. It's been an awful lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's pretty good considering none of us watching games.
Yes!
On behalf of Pan Canuck, I'm Cardinal, wishing you all a safe and happy, joyful Christmas. We'll be back at some point in 2020. Thank you very much for listening.
Close more schools. Good night.